Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always, to be part of your day. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog, which is, you can get the blog right there on the homepage, or you can, we'll send it to you if you like. We'll be glad to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad to get Joe Condra back on the show. Joe's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of A Millennium Printer, Take Charge of Your Life, and also From Book Signing to Bestseller, among other books that she has written. She's a professional speaker, trainer, and consultant, and she is our good friend. Oh, by the way, folks, her biggest selling book, 100 Ways to Improve Your Communication Skills Instantly, something under a couple of million copies of that sold worldwide, and Joe is our good friend. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It hasn't gone over 2 million yet, has it?
No, it hasn't, but I tell you what, we just got a contract with a Russian publisher, and
wow.
I'm thrilled about that. That's 11 languages it'll be translated
into. See, folks, now you know what I mean when I say no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. And I understand that you may be being published in the future on Mars. That's great too. So,
oh yeah.
So you got to get the intergalactic thing going on there, Joe. You know, Joe, success is a mercurial thing to acquire, and a lot of people don't realize all the different ways that success can be built, that a foundation can be put under an effort, and that will lead to success. And one of the things that you talk about that I would like for you to share with us some today is the concept of finding success through gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a topic that my audience has heard me talk about it, but in a way, but being grateful for what people do with you and for you is very important, isn't it?
Mm. It's tremendously important, and to think about what you have to be grateful for, it's so far-reaching. You know, Gold Mines will celebrate its 10th anniversary next year.
Congratulations.
And when I think of that, I just think of all the people along the way who have helped me,
mm-hmm.
and it, you know, just this very deep spirit of gratitude, because, as you know, nobody can do anything big alone.
Right.
And so I like to let them know, in fact, there are so many ways that you can say thank you, and it doesn't have to be for something that's meant money in your pocket. It can be any sort of help they've given you, whether it's just picking you up with a nice phone call or whatever. I have an article that's published, and it's very popular on the Internet, 10 Creative Ways to Say Thank You.
Hmm.
And I've just posted that on my goalminds.com page in
thank
the articles section.
That's G-O-A-L-S.
No.
I'm sorry, goalminds.com, by the way, folks.
Right.
Not the metal, but the goal.
Exactly.
Goalminds.com. It's a great website, so check it out. Thank you for posting that, by the way.
Thank you, Jim. And
I was just going to say that my audience, they're rolling their eyes now, Joe, because they know what I'm about to do. They know I'm going to get on my thank you soapbox.
Oh.
And you know, I've got this thing about how businesses have gotten to the point where it's like customers are in the way, or they're like the racks in the store, or the fixtures, you know, in the building or something. They don't even look at more and more people who, especially in retail, mm-hmm. when you're waited on, more and more people who work in retail act like that they don't even realize what this customer is doing for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had another experience the other day. I stopped at a place to get some food at a fast food place, and I'd had a little trouble getting waited on, and when the person finally handed me my food, she just handed it to me, and as she was looking away, going somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
and I stood there, mm-hmm. I didn't move, and she said, "What is it?" And I said, "Don't you want to say thank you?"
Mm-hmm.
And she was a young lady, mm-hmm. in her probably 19, 20, 21, and she made this horrible face, and she said, "For what?" She actually said that to me.
Yeah.
"For what?"
Yeah.
I said, "Well, let me tell you something, young lady. I had a lot of other places I could have gone today, and mm-hmm. I may actually do that next time. But you know what? I still don't think she got it."
No.
And it's her manager's fault.
Exactly.
Happened.
Because it doesn't mean anything to her. She's going to get her hourly wage no matter what.
That's what she thinks.
You see, it's the training that's lacking. And I had a very similar experience in a fast food place. And we need to be thankful. We need to train our people to be thankful. It's not demeaning to say thank you to somebody else. And it's so easy. You know, what does it cost you? It doesn't cost anything.
What does it take to say thank you? And don't just say thank you, folks. Say thank you for the business.
Mm-hmm. And that's always it.
Thank you for the business.
Tell people when you're thanking them specifically what you're thanking them for whenever possible. If you're in a rush and can only get a thank you out, at least get a thank you out. But, you know, if somebody's helping you out by taking something to the post office or something like that, say thank you. It saved me time. Thank you. It's been very convenient for me to do this. I really appreciate this.
Joe,
there's a lot of ways to say thank you.
There's one other thing that annoys me, among the many things that annoy me, is unfortunately, Joe, but that is when people say no problem. I hate that.
You know, I've had a foreigner point out to me that most of the times when people say thank you, they don't get a response, or they get a response like that. No problem.
That's exactly
saying,
right.
You're welcome. The response.
I was at a nice
you.
Restaurant once, and it was way too nice. It was nicer than, you know, it cost more money than it should have, but it was a fancy place, and I said thank you for something someone said, and the waiter actually said to me, "No problem."
Mm.
Now, folks, when you are serving someone, how in whatever level. No problem. That shouldn't enter into it.
Mm-hmm.
It is my pleasure, or you're welcome, or something like that. But mm-hmm. not no problem. We need to get that out of the vernacular, Joe. Mm-hmm. That term needs to go away. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Joe Condrell. We're going to talk about some more ways to say thank you and why it matters. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassing. Oh, it's not 7 till. It's 23 after the hour. It actually is 7 until the half hour. I'm sorry, folks. I don't know what's wrong with me. I guess, Joe, it's election day, and I'm so disturbed about the prospect of the Democrats raising minimum wage. I don't know what to do. I think I'm kind of flustered about that. Sorry about that. I'm not going to be grateful, folks. I'm sorry, Joe, but I won't say thank you if the Democrats raise minimum wage.
Oh, I won't either. I'm with you.
I'm not going to be happy about that. So I'm having a little trouble with my gratitude, Joe, and I need to get some counseling about this. I don't know, but we're talking about being grateful, folks, and saying thank you. Thank you for the business. Mm-hmm. To your customers, and training your people to do that with our good friend Joe Condrell. She's helping us to develop this idea. Your website, Joe, is goalminds.com?
That's correct. GOALMINDS.com.
And they can find your books there. How about your e-books? You've got some of those too, don't you?
I just came out with a brand new e-book called Mastermind Manual, and that has its own website.
Good
MastermindManual.com.
Good for you. Well,
and
folks, check those out. And the books, of course, are still available wherever books are sold. And ask for Joe's books, Condrill, Joe, without the E, as you can imagine, Joe Condrell. And she's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Joe, let's talk about Let's talk about a different, little bit of a different kind of gratitude.
Okay.
And that's being grateful for what we have. As you indicated to me off the air the earlier, we're coming up on Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
and you know, one of my favorite stories that I like to tell about this kind of thing was when I was a consultant years ago. A lot of my clients would drop by and just kind of hide out at my office sometimes mm-hmm. when they were having a hard time, just to get away from things and get centered a little bit. And one guy showed up one time, and he had a real serious business problem. And he said he just dropped in on me. And he wanted to tell me and to get me to help him a little bit. And he said, I'm in big trouble. My business, I may lose my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell he was really distraught, and I said, so we sat down, and I said, well, tell me how are your children? And he goes on, he kept talking about his business, and I said, wait a minute, how are your kids? Mm-hmm. And he said, they're fine. Why are you asking me that?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, let me ask you a question. Does anything else really matter?
Mm-hmm.
And he sat back in his chair, and he relaxed, and he took a deep breath. And I said, Now that we got everything in perspective, mm-hmm. let's talk about your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we can't deal with this challenge that we have if we can't learn to put it in perspective and be grateful for what we already have.
Mm-hmm. Our health is another thing that we need to be very grateful for. And if we didn't have that, we couldn't be out there every day trying to make a living, trying to do better, trying to increase business. And thank you for our network. You know, when we talk about saying thank you, everything is about relationships now. It's about being nice to people, and one of those courtesies is saying thank you in many, many different ways. And it doesn't always have to be a thank you verbally. It can be an email note. I'll never forget an email note I sent to the staff in the Pentagon, and I had specific reasons for each thank you, and the morale in the office just shot up. You could feel it. Just a matter
of acknowledging. It's amazing what a hand on the shoulder and mm-hmm. a well done, or thank you for your work, or I appreciate you. It's amazing how that works. And my audience knows that I practice what I preach, because, Joe, just like I'm about to say to you, I say this to my Brain Trust members all the time. We have a different relationship here on this show with our guests than a lot of shows have with their guests. You know, how many times have you been on this show over the last several years? How many times have our Brain Trust members been on over the years? Mm-hmm. That's a commitment to me, to my audience, to the people that you want to try to reach. That's a commitment that you've made to come back mm-hmm. on this show. And, Joe, for that commitment and for the time you've given us and for all your wisdom, we thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Well, but I think we've got to do that. We need to slow down a little bit mm-hmm. and recognize these things, because they're not for nothing. I mean, people, we are the product of so many things, including our relationships, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And, you know, it's so much easier to keep a customer than to find a new customer. And so when you're thinking in terms of your relationships, and certainly your employees need to be tuned into that, as you said earlier,
mm-hmm.
the person that's on the line facing the clients really need to be informed and held accountable for their reactions and their thank yous and their relationships with the customers.
You know, Joe, I've been talking about how I complain to management or to the person waiting on me if they don't say thank you. But I will tell you that whenever I get good service, I as often as I can I speak to a manager, please? Mm-hmm. Of course, it always gets them nervous, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I say, can I speak to a manager, please? And they'll bring a manager over, I'll do this several times a month. I'll say, this person, whatever her name is, or his name is, did a good job. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. That's an excellent point.
If you're going to give them, you know, the devil for not saying thank you, you got to compliment the ones who do a good job.
Exactly. And writing a note isn't a bad idea either.
That's exactly right. Hey, Joe, give us your website one more time.
Okay, it's goalminds, GOALMINDS.com.
Joe Condrell, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Thanks, Joe, for being here. Thanks for everything. We'll see you next
you're
time.
You're very welcome.
Right back with Kim Castle. We're going to talk about branding right after these messages. It's 29 after. I'm pretty sure about that.
And I want a dream lover. so I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.